Hello everyone, I'm back for Come Together Show, and as we promise you all the time, we grab associations from Luxembourg, non-profit ones, who wants to bring to the society a bit of light. And this time we talk about Let's Rise Up. It's a feminist and anti-racist association made up of women and men whose aim is to join forces to defend and support people likely to suffer discrimination because of their gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or just simply disability. And we're here to find out more or a bit more about their mission. And I'm joined here by Sandrine. Hi, Sandrine.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah. First of all, tell us a bit about yourself. How many years you've been in Luxembourg? What's your mission at Let's Rise Up? And yeah, just people know you.
Okay, so I'm originally from Rwanda. I'm a former refugee from Rwanda. Mm-hmm. I arrived in Luxembourg in 1998.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah, so it was just 4 years after the end of the war in Rwanda, the end of the genocide. And so I've been living here since. I studied in France too, mm-hmm. in Nancy and Lille. And then I came back in Luxembourg in 2009, mm-hmm. and I started to work.
Tell us about your mission at Let's Rise Up and when the idea started.
The idea started in 2019. Uh-huh. We were a group of six racialized women who couldn't find any strategies in the other associations that were there at that time. Mm-hmm. We couldn't relate to the strategies of the women's associations that mm-hmm. were in the place, in the Luxembourg place at that time. So we wanted to create our own association in which we could do activities that could really help us as mm-hmm. racialized women. And now, since 2018, with the issue of a big study called Being Black in the EU. Mm-hmm. And then a conference was made here by ASTI. And then there was a kind of shock mm-hmm. about the results of the study, because Luxembourg had the highest rates of racism mm-hmm. among 12 European countries.
Wow.
So it was a kind of shock. And then the government started to do some strategies to fight racism. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's not about more racism, but it's more about talking about it.
Yeah, there is a difference in there. Okay, what's the goal and the mission of your association, Let's Rise Up?
So our goal is to fight all forms of discrimination mm-hmm. in Luxembourg, and also to promote the well-being of racialized women who most of the time face cross-discrimination. Mm-hmm. So we do some activities like conferences, we do workshops, training courses. We also participate in European projects. Mm-hmm. We have one European project, Erasmus Plus, going on at this time. No, mm-hmm. Actually we have three, mm-hmm. because there are two that started a few time ago. And that's how we, and we also, the most important for us is to focus on the notion of intersectionality, because most of the time people don't face just one type of discrimination, mm-hmm. but a lot of discrimination. And we have to fight them all at once, and not just one and another and another.
Yeah. Tell us about your projects in details, what you're promoting to combat the racism in here or any other form of discrimination.
So we have three European projects going on. The first one is a project called Sex Powerment. Mm-hmm. It's a project with the mission of producing pedagogical projects mm-hmm. For professionals who work with the youth mm-hmm. In the field of sexual education. And this project is working on sex ed, but in a non-discrimination point of view. Mm-hmm. And also in an intersectional and inclusive point of view.
Mm-hmm. You just mentioned about working with youth, because it's really important. Even on your website, we were talking before, it's mentioned that it's good to start with the schools to teach people in the sense of anti-racism, anti-discrimination. Do you collaborate with community to raise awareness with schools? How do you do this to combat?
Yes, absolutely. We collaborate with many schools who sometimes they just came to us because they know that we fight racism. And they come to us because sometimes it's the pupils themselves that want to do something because they had a bad experience. And then they come to us to say, can you do something in our school? And can you help us also talk about the subject?
Nice. Yeah. It's so great.
And we had other projects. We have a project for competence, community building, capacity building for our members in anti-discrimination. And we have another project on also with the schools that will fight internalized discrimination, internalized racism. And we also have last project, it's called Peanut Project. And it's been going on since 2020. It's annual conferences or workshops dedicated to women entrepreneurs. And what we do is that we do workshops and we bring together women who are successful entrepreneurs and women who are just starting their project.
Nice.
And so it's very enriching and a very nice project for us.
Sandrine, for those newcomers to Luxembourg who are feeling a bit afraid, who are not really, don't know how to start to integrate into society, and obviously they might be from different cultures as well, they can experience any kind of not acceptance in the society. What would be your advice to them?
Well, my advice to them is most of the time we hear that if you want to be to integrate in society, you have to be away from your own community.
Yes, it's true.
We hear that a lot, that we have to integrate, to speak the language, to, because if you stay with your own community, then you will not be able to learn and etc.
Develop, yeah.
But there's nothing more false than that. Because studies have shown that the more that you be close to your community and the more you get a job, you're faster, you speak the language faster because the community most of the time has been in the country since more years than you yourself. And so, yes, be close to your community. That would be my advice.
Nice. I love this because I agree totally. Even though, I mean, we have to integrate somehow. We have to learn a new language. We have to know more people, different people to make contacts. But if you, I mean, who's going to help you more? People who are close to your heart, close to your soul, to your language, understand your culture, your feelings, everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like your advice.
And in Luxembourg, you know, we that advice, so stick away from your community, is most of the time I'm also told to people with a socioeconomic background lower than the others, and also to racialized communities.
True. Let's raise up. Give us the context, how people can find you.
So you can find us. The best thing is to subscribe to our newsletter. So if you go to our website, www.letsrisup.com, at the back of the first page, you can subscribe to our newsletter. We also have a Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram pages that you can like. You can also come to meet us every year at PwC, to a booth that we are holding. But I think it's only for PwC employees. So if you're an employee from PwC, you can come to meet us. And also, you can come to meet us to our Peanut Club. So it's another project linked to the Peanut project that I talked about earlier, where we meet one woman. So we give the voice to one woman, one entrepreneur, the last Wednesday of the month at CITIM and
same like we do, come together last Wednesday of the month. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're free and interested, you can come to meet us and hear the experiences of women.
And also you said that every year on International Women Day, you do something.
So people yes, exactly. It's the booth at PwC.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much, Sandrine. It was really grateful to find out more about Let's Raise Up. And wishing good luck to everyone who's integrating into Luxembourg and to your projects as well.
Thank you very much.